Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the shift with Dez and Katie. Two generations, 2 points of view coming at you. It's the shift. Stand by.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Shift.
Hello. Welcome back.
Katie, what did you think of our new intro?
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Now we're coming in over it. Now that's our, like, that's our vibe. That's our new vibe, you know?
Yeah. No, it's great. I like it.
I like it, too. So we got a great episode coming up here today. To our listeners and viewers on our Patreon, talk about age gap relationships. And Katie has found a fantastic guest for us. Katie, who do we have coming up?
Mike Winfield? Oh my God, let me make sure that I'm after pronouncing his name right.
Yeah, Mike Winfield. You are pronouncing right. His name right. It was a famous baseball player called Dave Winfield. That is his name, Mike Winfield. And who's Mike? And why did you get him on the pod?
Well, I co-host a Zoom show and he did it. I didn't book him, my co-host did. And he was just so funny and he was talking about how his stepson is nearly the same age as him, and I was like, okay, that's obviously, he obviously has an age gap between him and his wife, and yeah, and then he was like happy to come on. He's so fun. He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, it's fun to have somebody talk about it. And then we have had some listeners' feedback. Now, before we introduce Mike, let's just share a quick few messages. Our listeners took the time out to message us. I've got one here. I met my now husband when I was 19, and he was 32, which is. That's interesting because that came up in the chat with Mike. So I was 19 and he was 32. Didn't faze me at the time, but shocked some people. We worked in the same office. We're married now with a 9-year-old. The age gap becomes more apparent in terms of interests, I think, as we get older. It's not that it's bad. It's just different. I'm 33 and he's 47 now. So that's interesting. I mean, they've been together all those years, and I would have assumed at the time, him 32, she 19, that would have been a big issue, you know?
Yeah, I would have assumed as well. I wouldn't have assumed that they would have stayed
but
together.
But it's funny that she feels like the she notices the gap more now than then, which you would think would be the opposite.
Yeah, because you would think whatever she's learning along the way from 19 and above, she would have been learning with him. So yeah, that's interesting.
Very interesting. Do you have one?
I have a story where I moved to a small village when I was 19 and didn't go to school here, so I knew fuck all people. I love Irish people. It was New Year's and my hairdresser invited me to the pool. I was 25 at the time and just out of a traumatic breakup, so I was like, fuck it, it will do me some good. So I went to the pub, great crack, live music, the crack was mighty. So her boyfriend at the time introduced me to his friend who looked rather young. So we shook hands and then we were chatting and the drinks were flowing. I guess we were flirting. I asked his age. He was like 19. I was like, fuck, damn it, because he's fit. Well, anyways, I guess the drink was in and the scents out at midnight and we kissed. So I stayed at the hairdresser's house, didn't sleep with him. And then a few weeks later, I'm collecting my brothers from secondary school and here comes your man out the gate, school uniform on, smoking. I nearly died. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I'm a pedophile. Then a few weeks later, I get an invite to his 18th birthday party.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, 17 is the age of consent, but fucking hell, that must have been frightening.
It is a fright because I'd be like, fuck, I hope he's not 15 or 16. Like, you know, I'd get such a fright. Wow. And then it's your brother's like school, like could be his mate.
Fuck me, man. That's wild. Yeah. This one came in. I'm 28 and live in LA. Oldest I've gone out with was 22 years older than me. Big gap. When I was 27, he was 49. He was very attractive, but it felt like he was just a guy my age who happened to be 22 years older, which was weirdly anticlimactic, which is interesting that she says it was weirdly anticlimactic, because I do feel that, that there's an element of exoticism that comes with this age gap thing, that you're looking for, you know, you're looking for a huge difference. He told.
Wait, how old was she? And he was 32. How old was she, say?
No. She was 27. He was 49.
Oh, sorry.
22-year age gap. Yeah. He told me to my face that he'd just gotten out of a significant 5-year relationship. His last two girlfriends were married. This is just a weird date about the, it's kind of like a crappy date story. But what I like about that is that she was disappointed, actually, that it was too normal for her. So in a way, she was kind of looking, like, I feel like sometimes there is an element of fetishization about it. You know, you're looking for this difference, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a few more here. Do you have any more?
I've been in a few relationships with much younger men. Had one boyfriend for 5 years. He was 20 years younger than me. After him, I was with a few younger guys, usually 28 and 32-year-olds. Actually, I've had sex with more younger men than my age. Some one-night stands and a few friends with benefits. I'm currently in a committed relationship with a man my age. I'm 56. The younger men thing wasn't something I searched for. I just seemed to be approached by lots of younger men and thought, what the fuck? I'm not sure if it's a fetish thing or that on the guy's part, or just older women are more chill. Like, we don't want to stay the night and have breakfast together. Like me, I'd be out the door pretty quickly. Not sure if they were using me or if I was using them, but it just happened and I didn't give it much thought. Many guys told me I was low drama, easy going.
You get the longest messages, Katie.
Yeah, I know, and I can't read. But it's really helping me. Thanks, guys.
So what did you take from that one? I found it hard to follow.
I guess I took from that... The older guys are having sex, younger guys like having sex with older women because they won't be like looking for a relationship and they'll just fuck.
Oh, right. Interesting. Yeah. That's interesting that they think that. Cause that's interesting that she, I mean, that's definitely an assumption on her behalf, but yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that would definitely be something to think about. I like this one here. Great topic choice. For me, it's always been older, but then I grew up as an only child and I've always preferred to be around people more experienced. Not to say that an older guy, for example, is any more mature. It depends on the individual. But overall, it works better for me. As my grandmother would say, I'd rather be an older man's darling than a young man's slave, which is a pretty intense saying. But I guess it kind of makes sense in that I do think there's elements of, you know, you're young, you know, that the older man kind of just like appreciate, you know, might sort of express more appreciation for you being younger, gives him like a second, you know, like a second chance at a young feeling, young lease of life, who knows. But I mean, I can understand why a younger woman might think that she'd be getting that from her relationship with an older man.
Yeah, it is funny because I would always think, oh, if I dated someone older, they'd be more likely to treat me to dinner or like, because they would have money. But actually, since Boris, the only person who's treated me to dinner was a 22-year-old. He when I went to the toilet, when I came back, the bill was paid, and I was like, not expecting that from a fucking 22-year-old.
Yeah, but I think in general the feeling would be more like the guys are more financial, because this actually came in from somebody. I go for older guys personally because guys my age are, one, immature, two, don't know what they want, or they want 37,000 girls at once, which, you know, that's hard to know, but I guess, you know, this is her experience. Like, younger guys are just looking to fuck around. Three, yeah. Older are more career driven, which I find attractive, but that's just me. Lots of people are horrified at the thought of older, but I mean, it's one of those don't knock it till you try it sort of things, I think. So
I think, I guess, older in general is just people just are more chill and they know what they want and probably more direct. But yeah, I guess it just depends on when you're really older. Like, if you're like 70 and they're 90, that's a big gap, because they'll be like falling over all the time and you're still relatively young, you know.
Wow, this person, 34 and dated a man 30 years older. Wow. She dated a 64-year-old for 8 months.
Jesus.
That's a big gap.
That's big, because he'll be only, if he's hot now, he'll only be hot for a few more years. It'll go downhill very quick, and she'll still say, you know.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I asked her to elaborate. I said, anything to share. And she followed up with, it was interesting. Lots of funny looks at times, and especially on holiday and in airports. I think people thought he was my dad. He's actually older than her dad, she added. But we had such fun, great conversations. We were mad about each other, but life made it complicated. He had kids, didn't want anymore. I didn't want to waste my time, which is fair. That's a big problem. You know, you date an older guy and you want to have kids. He's got kids already. But there was the added stress of people suggesting I was a gold digger. Very interesting.
That's tough.
But we were really happy and brought a lot of joy to each other's lives. So, you know, it's really, you know, it's very interesting. I mean, I have to say almost all my messages were younger women liking older guys, or certainly have had experience with dating older guys. Obviously, we have Mike coming on to talk about him being married to an older woman, which is great to get the other side. But I do think probably the more common thing is younger women with older men.
Yeah, there's a couple who come into my bar, and I'd love to just know their story, because she's way older than him, like, and visibly, not like where you're like, oh, you see an older woman and she's like, does herself up well and does her makeup. She's like, let her hair go gray and kind of just like, you know, not really too much into her appearance. And he's like drastically younger. But I don't know their story. And they're married. I know that because they both have wedding rings on. They're all smooching and stuff.
I know. And it's funny, like, even though it could be common for a younger guy, what do they call him? A toy boy. It'd be quite common to have like a toy boy scenario where he's really just in it for the money. But they don't seem to get the same judgment as like a gold digger, quote unquote, you know? But, you know, again, it's just so hard to get into those double standard conversations, you know?
Yeah. It's also New Ozark. If you haven't seen it, lads, get on it. They have a little older woman, younger guy. It's like a 50-year age gap or something.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah, I haven't actually. I'm not all the way through that, so no spoilers there. I know the relationship you're talking about. I don't know how it ends up. But anyway, and by the way, Emmanuel Macron, the Prime Minister of France, has a much older wife.
Good for him.
Yeah. So anyway, let's introduce Mike. This is Mike Winfield. Katie was talking about him earlier, and he's our guest for today. How are you, Mike?
Hey, you know what? I'm really well. Out of nowhere, I'm like, who is the biggest Irish comedian? I was trying to think who that is.
No, honestly, if you, I think nowadays you'd have to say Tommy Tiernan.
You know, he is.
He's on a resurgence as well. He was always massive, but he's kind of risen up again. He's in Derry Girls and he has a chat show. But Dev, you've never heard of him, Mike, have you?
No, I have not. No. Right. As soon as I look him up, though, I'm this guy. When I look it up, I'm like, oh, yeah, that guy.
Great.
And I'm like, I've seen him in this.
Yeah, he's a great storyteller. I don't think you would have seen him, but he's a good story. He's more like the kind of Richard Pryor tradition of comedian, you know, great stories, a bit of depth to them, you know.
Yeah.
Not that we're going to relate everything back to Richard Pryor here today.
I know. Is that right? that's the core of all of this?
Well, you know, go ahead, Katie.
Well, I used to make my dates when I first moved over here, like make them watch Tommy Tiernan, but they would always have to ask for subtitles because they didn't understand what he was saying.
Yeah. And all the references are way too Irish, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a subtitle guy. You know, I like read the bottom, you know, and not always even see what's going on. You know, it's like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Mike, right. I'll tell you what I love about you. I love the fact that you have quite a decent audio setup for your Zoom interviews.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I take this seriously. Oh, I'm not joking right here.
So, you know, today, so the theme to today's episode, I'm sure you know, is about, you know, age gap dating. And myself and Katie were, you know, we were hitting our Instagram, you know, people that listen to the podcast looking for some feedback. But then Katie said that you have, you had quite the age gap experience.
Oh, yeah. And it is like my favorite thing to talk about, too.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love age gap relationships. And yeah, I mean, it applies to me, like very specifically. I'm married and my wife's older, you know. So, yeah, we got this gap that's just like I don't even tell people all the time about the years. I also have a stepson and me and him, we're like the same age.
Yeah, so first tell me, what's the age gap between yourself and your wife?
Well, you know, I can give away as much as I can give away without giving away her age, because I'll never be forgiven if I put her age out there.
Well, let's just say you guys are definitely a generation apart, right?
Yeah, but I'll give you a number. Let's just say it's over 8.
Okay.
Right.
It's funny. I just watched Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where they nobody wants to give their weight for taking the private plane. This is quite a kind of similar.
Great. That whole season is so funny.
I'm not through it yet. I'm taking it. I'm taking it slow. I'm savoring it.
The ugly section. Have you got to the ugly section?
No. I literally last night only watched the episode that we just discussed.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's the title for one of the episodes. It's great.
Well, Katie, I don't want you to rat Mike out because I know you know the gap, but let's just...
I don't know the gap.
Oh, you don't know the gap?
I just figure if he has a stepson the same age as him, that's a big gap.
Yes, it's pretty near. It's pretty near, I'd say. Yeah, right.
Wow, that's amazing. So how did you guys meet originally?
We met, we were both working at a grocery store, and she was the manager, you know, at the time. I was the bagger, and then... the magic happened. So
that's
yeah,
like a we porno.
Yeah, right. I've seen that one. So yeah, we hung out, friends first thing, and then eventually we get together, and then in time I realized, oh, she has a kid. I'm like, oh, that's cool, and blah blah blah, you know, and that's different. You know, typically when I was dating girls that were my age, you know, no one had kids or anything like that. So with the age gap relationships, I noticed older women, you know, were more likely to have children, I would say. Yeah.
So when she said she had a kid, did she tell you that the kid was your age, or that was like on the that was on the down low for a while?
That was a surprise. Even like when I saw him at some point, I was like, wait, who's that guy?
Is this her, some other dude that she's messing around?
Yeah, right. Are you cheating on me?
You seem to be very affectionate with this man.
Right. So now it was great though. It was like you find things that you don't even know that you're looking for in the age gap process. For me, edging way up, it was like nurturing, like, you know, it was that ability just already built in, you know. She was polished, like she wasn't just learning to cook, like she was polished at it. Like, I mean,
you,
like
you got yourself a mom. You are her second son. Yeah. You are the stepson.
Yeah. Oh man, she was delivering. She was delivering like meals that were like full fleshed, not just like microwaved, like, wow, it was impressive. And the intelligence was everything. That's the key. Like knowing so much that hopefully I can know one day, that's where the gap just really appealed to me.
And did you, initially, was it just something a bit of fun, something casual? Was dating an older woman something that was kind of like fascinating to you, or actually straight away it was like an immediate connection?
Now, because we did the friends first thing, so we like just knew each other and dating other people and just like cool and friends. So I think when we made that decision, it was like a foundation of feelings already there, like strong friendship. So that was just already laid. And then that part of it wasn't even what I always thought of, but it was in the back of my mind like, dang, you know, she is older, you know. Even early on, I was like, she might not even be into me because, you know, I'm this young little kid or whatever, you know. So, yeah.
Did you feel that a little bit, like the kind of, you don't want to say shit because you don't want to look like a fucking idiot?
You know, there are times during the course of marriage, and this may not even be an age thing, it could be more than like a personal thing, that it was like I'd say stuff and be treated in a way like, you don't know that? I'm like, no. I haven't lived it yet, you know. No matter what it was, it's fun sometimes when she'll just throw out a reference like we're both supposed to get it, but it's from like a time period where I wasn't around to even like
Can you remember any good ones? Because I love all that shit. Because I mean, I've dated some younger women, and it's always funny. I mean, the one that always pops up is when you realize that they don't remember 9/11, like as an event. I mean, they know it happened, but like they don't have like a "I remember where I was at 9/11" story, because they weren't really like they weren't in the memory zone just yet.
Right. Oh man, I wish I could think of one right now. Sometimes it's like old shows or like musical groups, and I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Right.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
How old are you?
Whoo. You talking to Katie or me?
You, I know how old Katie is.
How old are you?
Actually, Mike, here's a question. How old do you think Katie is?
Man, I would probably go for like 23.
Yeah, Katie, everybody says 23 or 24. Katie's 29 years old.
Stop.
I'll be 30 in like 3 months.
Can you say that number again, please?
This is just normal for the listeners. They're gonna be like, why is he asking her to say that again?
Man, people always think Katie is younger, you know?
Yeah, and that's, you know, when I kiss young boys, they think I'm their age. Young boys, or like 20-year-olds, you know?
No, but
until show them you know how to do it, and then they're like, whoa, she must be older.
Yeah. But how old are you, Mike?
You know, I'm something, you know, like that.
What?
Wait, what?
I'm like that old, like, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Like, you know, like, from, you know, like, right. I'm that old.
But are you under 30?
You know, yeah.
No, because I'm just trying to get a zone for like the references that you would get and not get. That's what I'm curious about.
Oh, I get everything. I'm well researched. You throw out some old stuff, I'm gonna know it. Like I prepared for this. Like throw out something old, I'm gonna know.
All right. I want to get a gauge of who you are. So what is like that the movie that sort of like you always go back to as like the movie that's part of your childhood? That's like. Like, I'll give an example. For me, it's Back to the Future and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Those are, like, the two movies that, like, where I suddenly became aware of, like, really fanboying over a thing. What would a movie like that be for you?
Ooh. Oh, wow. I got you. You know, I got more breakthrough movies. I got movies like Menace to Society and Paid in Full.
Oh, so you're a little older than I thought.
I don't know those movies. I was like Jurassic Park.
Oh, you don't know Menace to Society?
You know,
the hunt is on, brother, and you're the prey. So if Allah can do more than Jesus can, I'm all for it.
I love it.
Right. You're making me admit my cultural appropriation obsession of a typical white kid from Queens in the mid-90s thinking I was in the Wu-Tang Clan, you know?
Yeah, oh man. That's another reference. The Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, but
I know who the Wu-Tang Clan are, but that's only because I had to work on their when they dropped their new song that won't be heard for 100 years. I didn't know who they were when I was helping on the sound production, but then I was like, oh, so.
Hey, who has that album right now? Who has the one album that the
it's like buried
the guy, the guy, the pharmacy guy bought? Yeah, and then he had to give it up or something. I actually don't know.
Oh, so he did give it up because he bought it.
Yeah, he bought it, but I don't know what happened because he's in jail now or something. He got done for something. I actually don't quote me on that, but I know that he got in some serious trouble after that. You know, after the whole thing of like marking up that drug by like 1,000%, whatever.
Right. Oh man, he went for it.
So anyway, let me bring it back to our.
I have a question. So a lot of people who wrote in were majority women saying they've dated older men. And they found that a huge issue was kind of like that the men were like controlling. So did you ever, or like condescending sometimes as well? Like they're always going to know more because they're older. Do you ever feel like that? Or was that ever an issue? Is it different because?
Not less on the condescending side, more on the controlling. You know, you have someone that has it all together and you're trying to work it out and figure it out along the way. So yes, I feel like, I mean, there has to be that level of compromise and us working it out together. But when someone has it together, they are going to lean to the side of, no, that's not how you do it, or that's not how things work. And that seemed a lot of what was happening for me, because I was you know, I didn't have a couch. She already had a couch, you know, so it's,
well, she raised a boy into a man.
Yeah.
So she knows how to get shit done.
Absolutely. It's things like, you know, like when we had our first kid together, you know, I didn't know simple things. There's simple things like people don't know if you don't have a car seat, you know, they won't let you take your baby home from the hospital. Do you know this?
No.
What? If you don't have a car seat?
If you don't have a car seat, you can't take the baby home. So, you know, we had to leave him there that day, you know, and a lot of people.
You left your baby.
Yeah, he's still there. People don't know, man. Look this up. Like, really do the research. It's true. These are facts that happen if you're young and you don't know things. You got to do your research. Whereas an older person who's lived in and has the experience, like you said, of already raising a kid wouldn't know these things. But yeah.
But you guys have kids together now.
Yeah, she did. But when she took her kid home, you know, she's older. They didn't have any car seat rules back then.
Right. So she actually got jammed up on the generational difference. It's like, oh, shit's changed since the last time.
Yeah, we were both jammed up at the hospital.
It's like, motherfucker, I took this. You trying to tell me this kid is grown. He's fine. Why are you telling me how to bring a kid home from the hospital?
Right.
And what did your stepson like? How did he react when he met you, or was he like, "Oh, this is cool. We're the same age"?
He was more like, "Why is this guy around all the time?" You know, that was the energy. He would answer the door. One time, he answered the door, and he was like, "It's him again." So yeah, it was kind of like he could feel that I was around frequently and I was there. So yeah, even though everything like fell into place in such a like amazing way, it was still like, who's this guy taking time, you know, away from me to be with my mom? So yeah, those are things that
happen. So he's still a touch younger than you, right?
He's still a smidget younger.
Yeah, but you probably had the edge because you were closer. You could be like, let's play COD or whatever you guys play.
That's the connection. That's the thing, right? Because I like do connect. I do relate. Everything he's like about to go through, I just went through. You know, so it kind of gives me that ableness to really connect. And you know,
what's your relationship like now? You guys are close?
Yeah, really close. He's just still figuring out life, and we together we just try to push and motivate him, and right, but everything's like,
he feels
all
more like
well.
Does he feel more like your stepson or more like your brother?
That's the thing. It's like it's a balance between stepson and step homie.
Step homie. You're right. my stepmom is like one of my best friends.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's great. I love those when you hear those stories.
Yeah, it's like a line. The line is like, which advice am I going to give you today? What perspective? Is it from the dad perspective or from the friend perspective? You know, and you got to pick, you know, which works best. So I'm like, hey, as a dad, you shouldn't do that. You know, and as a friend, don't let your mom see you doing it.
Yeah. I mean, step homie would be a good name for a one man show. You know, if you wanted to, if you ended up doing like a one man show about meeting a woman who had a kid close to your age and all that, step homie is a good name of a show.
Oh, I'm already there. I'm like, I'm piecing that. The wheels are turning, and I visually can see that concept. Just yeah, it's I can see it in the vision of something, you know. And
did you ever find just when you said that, it made me think of this, but did you ever find that when you were sitting at restaurants that people, because I dated one guy who was 15 years older than me, but people definitely would turn heads when we went to a restaurant, and did you ever find that? Oh, but your wife probably looks really young, does she?
Well, here's the thing, right? I would say that when it was just her and I, she looks great. She looks young for her age. But man, it's interesting when the three of us would be out. Sometimes it would be like, oh, I didn't know you had two boys. You know, like, so, but that was off people who knew her, you know, or faintly knew her. But us being out just kind of looks regular. Like, you would have to know there's an age difference.
Okay, yeah.
But that's the thing. Visually, you know, you can't see it, but like internally, mentally, you feel it a great deal. The generation is just, it just is.
And what about, well, like you, sorry, oh, go ahead, Katie.
I was just going to say, when like you had a first date and stuff, did she like pick up the check, you know, because like, were there like little role reversals?
Hey, you know what? She had way more money than me at the time. So, you know, oh man, I was digging deep in my grocery store pockets to, you know, try to cover this movie. But she was like, you don't have to do that. You know, like we can just pay for ourselves. So no, that's where she was coming from as the mature one in this. Like, we're going to do what it takes to make it work. Whereas I was used to dating girls and, you know, we all broke. And they're like, no, a guy is supposed to cover everything. And I'm like, I'm barely out of college, you know. I don't have anything. So I think that was, you know, the difference between like when I dated like her being older and then girls that were my actual age.
So did you get much judgment from your own friends? And then also, how was it on her end in terms of like, you know, when you would hang out with her friends, was there like any kind of awkwardness or weirdness around the age gap?
Well, the awkwardness didn't come from my friends because of so much the age gap. It came from the fact that I wasn't hanging out with my friends anymore. You know,
yeah, that's like just normal relationship,
right?
Stuff. Yeah,
I broke up the band. Where the awkwardness of the age came from was family. They were not supportive.
Yes, I mean, that's interesting.
Right, on both sides, you know, like especially my parents were like, "What is you done with this woman with a kid?" You know, like, you know, you're still finding yourself, which everything about that could be true, you know. And then her family on the other side was like, this guy, what is he gonna, you know, do for you? You know, he's young, he's not ready, he's just this little kid, you know? And so that was everyone from the outside looking in to see it. And I feel like there's a part of me that if I saw the same thing, I would question it too. You know, I would question like, is that what you wanna do? Are you sure? You know? And right.
How did you guys tackle that then? How did that, you know, how did that rectify itself?
I think always having the friends first foundation, we can always go back to an open conversation. We can laugh and talk and things like that. And you just figure things out along the way, like any relationship, you know? And I think that's kind of, it comes from a strong core.
I was just going to say, that's a strong bond that can not let those external factors like start to chip away at your connection.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I think that's what it takes, along with like, we all have our own insecurities, but once you're like secure together in one bond, it'll help fight other things that are outside of it.
And how long were you guys together when like, you guys started to like get public and like, you know, like, in other words, like when did those other people's opinions start to come in? Did you guys wait quite a while before you let the cat out of the bag?
Yeah. Cause it was so gradual. You almost don't see it coming. Like first you're just friends and you just like, hey, come here with me. Oh, roll over here with me. And then next thing you know, like at some point it transitioned into like, hey, dang, we like hanging with each other so much, why are we just not staying with each other, you know? So then it was like people just notice, oh, okay, he's with her a little bit more, he's little. So I don't know if we had to hide it so much, because it just became obvious, because it went from like a couple days a week, few days a week, to every day, till it's like, oh, dang, they're always together now.
Have you guys been married a long time?
We've been married. Yeah. It's, you know, I think, a long time is, let me see how to say it. It's relative. It's like,
yeah,
it's, how you look at it. and I would say yes. Yeah. A long time. We've been married a long time.
Well, long enough to have a child, which is,
yeah.
Hey, is she condescending? I mean, I have a lot of questions. I hope you don't mind coming out. Is she?
No, it's great.
Can you feel her being a little condescending sometimes in terms of like, this is your round one with children, this is her round two? Do you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. She's like, there's been times when she's like, she'll kind of notice, but I know I don't know what I'm doing, you know? So when she's saying these things, like, I'm just telling her there's other ways to approach it versus just saying wrong. That's wrong.
Wrong. Well, it's not fair, is it? I mean, if you guys, you know, if this was her first rodeo too, you guys would be figuring it out together. Whereas you're kind of like auditioning every day because she's like,
Exactly. Like if we go out and she tries to shoot a three-pointer, she can't do it, but I'm not going to make her feel bad if she can't hit a three-pointer just because I can hit a three-pointer. You know, it's just, I've been practicing.
Yeah, but she's older. She probably wants to smack the shit out of the kid, right?
I'm okay. Oh, man. That's parent approaches is different, too.
Go ahead.
It is. And that's, see, to me, that's like, that may not be the age gap. That's just how you was raised. Everybody was like, mm-hmm. You know. However, when I look at generations, I think many of the generations above me were spanking. It was just, that was it. They was like whipping ass.
You didn't get hit?
Oh no, I did. But I'm saying as far as like, I was in that, I had a younger brother and he didn't get any. And I think that's when my parents changed their minds.
Well, yeah, I guess the news started to be like, yo.
Right. And then you saw it on both sides. You saw that, like, there's ways to get through that don't require that. That could just require, you know, a great talk. You know? So, again, like, to each his own, really. All right.
Yeah, because I mean, I've dated some younger women, but I have to say the reason why I was asking about the friends thing was because I've definitely been in situations where I just kind of like, I feel like I want to keep it separate. Not because I'm not that worried, particularly from my male friends. My male friends don't judge me at all, actually. It's their wives that I'm worried about, which is probably bullshit, which is I'm probably transferring some of my own questioning of what's going on here onto my friends' wives. But on the flip side, I also just don't want the embarrassment of like, them bringing up like some reference from the 90s and her being and so I have battled with that a bit in the past where it's just like, you know what, like I'm not going to bring you to the dinner party with my friends. They're going to be talking about their kids and shit, you know. The last serious relationship, that last proper serious relationship I had was with a Chinese girl. She was younger, but not like, that wasn't an issue in China because it was just, I didn't know anybody, so it didn't matter. But her parents
was in China?
Yeah. That's like, this is a bit of a backstory. It'd take too long to explain, but her parents weren't wild about me being older. But I met her parents and everything. Like, we were, you know, it was established. But their bigger issue really was more that I wasn't, like, planning to live in China full time. But I had the serious discussions with our parents. And
is this a season of 90 Day Fiancé?
No, this was, I was living in China making a TV show and then I stayed an extra year. So I was living in China full time. This is not as, to you, it sounds pretty crazy. Katie knows like the backstory, so it's not as crazy. But that was like the last proper serious relationship that I had.
Did you meet her parents?
Yeah. I met her parents. Like we had like the discussion about the rest of our lives and shit. But they were like,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, I could baffle you with the oddness of Chinese parents getting involved in your relationship. But
I'd love to hear that. Maybe one day, if you don't.
Well,
want
I'll
to
tell
talk
you now very
now.
Quickly that I'll tell you very quickly.
Please,
that
please.
The way we organize it, because you know we had a long distance relationship, and then we tried to see each other as much as possible, but there was every now and then there would be like visa issues. So long story short, she decided that it was time for me to meet her parents. So we all met in Thailand because Chinese people don't need a holiday visa to go to Thailand. And obviously it's easy for me to go to Thailand too. I didn't have to apply for a visa because you have to apply for a visa to go to China. So we all met in Thailand. And of course it was all on my dime, very Chinese, traditional. I had to pay for her parents' fucking holiday too. And
there's some bitterness here.
No, that's just joking around about the chaos of China. So her parents were cool, actually. So in fact, the way she played it out was like her parents were going to be super tough, but it was fine. So anyway, we all meet in this this fancy hotel in Thailand and we go for a quick walk on the beach. Then the mother sits me down. Xuan Xuan and her father walk away. So it's just me and the mother.
Wow.
And the mother said, like, I can't remember what her first two questions were, but her third question was, when are you going to buy an apartment in Beijing? And I said, well, I wasn't going to buy an apartment in Beijing because I already, you know, it's just not part of my, like, my long-term plan. Because I said I already have a place in New York and in Dublin. And she was like, well, what good is that to me? If you want to marry my daughter, you have to own a place in China. And I was like, oh, okay. And that is the...
Had you even talked about marriage yet?
Well, that's all they talk about. They don't...
your girlfriend hadn't touched.
Well, yeah, of course. With the Chinese, of course. There's no, like... Let's stay together for another few years and see how this goes. This is like, if we're going to do this, we're doing it.
I have an important question too. So do you speak Chinese or does she speak English?
No, I speak Chinese. Our relationship was entirely through Chinese. As I said, there's a lot of unfortunate backstory that you don't know that.
No, that's okay.
I mean, our listeners, I know your fans know. That's,
I know they know, but this is news to me and this is great.
This is so funny though, seeing, because everybody in Ireland knows, because everybody in Ireland would have watched, it's funny, like I would have watched Des do the Chinese show when I was like, it's an old show, right?
It's not that old. It's not that old, Katie. It was on the TV in 2014. So, I mean, six years.
Oh, I'm thinking of the work experiences. I remember seeing one of them in school when I was
in high school. 2004. That was 10 years before, yeah.
Thank you for sharing and sorry that I didn't know.
No. No, it's totally fine. But all this, including this conversation with her mother, was all in Chinese. But also, you require a bit of a cultural knowledge that all Chinese parents expect the man to buy an apartment. Like, they basically won't let you marry their daughters unless you own an apartment.
Oh.
So that's what she was basically saying, like, when is that coming? And I was like, it's not coming. I got, you know, I'm good on that front. And she was just like, you know, no interest. But I mean, we were...
What's it good mean? Good mean I got one in New York?
Like, yeah, like I have houses where I'm planning to live. You know,
yeah.
But you know, they weren't too wild. They didn't want her to emigrate, and that's why it was never really gonna work out. Because you know, Shrin, her name was Shrin. She was sort of like, you know, pretending that she had the courage to just like throw it all away and just come to the West, but she didn't really. Which honestly is entirely understandable. And we had those conversations all the time. Like the word for sacrifice in Chinese is shisheng. And we often had conversations where I would be like, Shrin, I completely understand. All the fucking shisheng is on your side. You know, I'm really sacrificing very little. You have to give up your culture, your way of life, and essentially your job, because she was an actress. So you can't, she wasn't going to get so fucking good at English in 3 years that suddenly she's going to be working in Hollywood, you know? So she was probably going to have to give up her job too. So, you know, in the end, that was just too much pressure.
It's what like La La Land. You guys are like La La Land.
I'm about to blow your the listeners away right now. Watch this. This is to you, Des.
我学习中文。你在学习中文现在吗？真的？
No, not much. But like in high school,
I was like, this is so unfair. I won't understand.
I studied Chinese in high school, and that's what I did for all 3 years. So I picked up a lot. And then when I went to college, I did Russian. So,
Your Chinese is so good.
But no. I'm going to stop there so I don't embarrass myself at all. But when you were saying, when you said what sacrifice meant, I was like, oh my gosh, this just brought me back to like being familiar a little bit with the language.
Well, you said it pretty good. 我学习中文, I studied Chinese. Yeah, that's good.
Right.
Wow. I thought you said, how are you?
No, he said, I studied Chinese.
Wow, that's great.
But no, let's get...
She was a few years younger than you, Des. Do the younger women ever not worry that they'll be like, oh, I want to go out and party and like he's older? Do they ever have that issue with you? Has that ever come up where they're like, oh.
Nah, that's not the issue. I mean, the younger women that I've dated, our relationships have been fine. I think the only stress that ever comes up is kind of like, How are we gonna work this out long term? Because there's just so much oddness. But honestly, the thing that fucks up all my relationships at the moment is I live like a bi-coastal life. It hasn't been the age gap that fucked it up. It's just like the fact that I disappear for months on end. And, you know, and it also in saying that, I haven't been in a relationship where I forced myself to sort of rethink my bi-coastal life either, you know, and that's not an insult if anybody, if any of my exes are listening to this, it's not an insult to my exes, but I haven't fallen madly in love. Speaking of age gaps, here's my neighbor, Reed Murphy. Reed, come on in for a sec. Reed, come in. Reed Murphy's walking up the stairs here. So you guys chat away for a sec. I'm going to see what's up with Reed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I have a question for you. What about, like, with, if you don't mind sharing, if it's too private, no worries, but like with sex, were you just like, because she's older, she'd be so much more experienced. Did that come into a factor? Like,
yeah, it was, let me see. No, it wasn't until like we got into it that I was like, oh, yeah, this is not like the other girls. So, and I know because, like, I was dealing with a level of experience with the girls that were my age. So, yeah, she brought more to the table, which is interesting, too, because I like that. You know, some people may not want someone that's that experienced because it may say something like, oh, you've been around. But to me, it was like, I'm happy. I'm really happy with what you're able to do.
That was the question I was dying to ask. You asked him if.
Oh, did you hear the question?
I didn't hear it, but I could tell from the answer.
Because the question goes for you as well, Des, because it's nearly the opposite. So anyone who wrote into me was saying that, like, or one woman wrote in and she said that a lot of younger men have always tried to date her in 20 years age gaps. But she said she thinks they like dating her because she's more experienced sexually. But did you find that dating younger women? But then I've heard that the opposite, that maybe young women are more like willing to explore. So I guess it just depends on the person.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, because I was nearly married and all that. So when I was like, when I was back in the game, but just in more recent times, I dated a few younger women. The thing that for me is quite Irish specific, to be honest with you, is that a lot of the younger women, they don't have as many hangups. And this is not a judgment of women that I dated previously, but there's less hangups. So actually, I don't know if it's culturally specific to Ireland, but there's actually like more of like a sexual freedom with, you know, in the relationships where there was a bit of an age gap. And now in saying that, maybe if I dated like an ex-girlfriend of mine from the 90s, I would find that they've gotten over those hangups too. You know, times have changed for all of us, but I was surprised, you know, in a few of the relationships I had over the last decade, that there was a liberation that hadn't been there when I was younger. Now, obviously, I've changed too, but, and it might also be specific to like if a younger woman is into like an older guy, that's naturally going to drive them to be like more open, maybe like that's part of their thing, is that like they're looking for somebody that they know they can explore that openness with without judgment or whatever. I don't really know, but my experience has been that it hasn't been like there's never been a situation where I've been like, I wish this woman knew more, you know?
Well, I'm sure anybody who had sex with me before I was 24 were like, I wish this woman knew more. No older guy would have been happy with what I was doing. Like, mm-hmm. The reason why I learned about licking balls was because the 43-year-old at the time, he's now 44, but he told me, no one had ever told me before. No one had ever asked me to do things. So I learned a lot from the older man.
Wow. That's interesting too, because like I can imagine like you learn something from like, let's say, a 43-year-old, and then you go to like a younger guy, and the younger guy's like, oh, what is this? Because he's probably at a certain point may have never experienced that. That could just make you a keeper to him for life.
Yeah, I'd be licking balls all the time now. But it is funny, like, if, you know, 6 years ago I would have never had sex with the light on, and now I like it wouldn't even occur to me to turn it off, you know? So I do think getting older, definitely. But yeah, I guess it is different people, it is down to the person.
Yeah, but I do think that age age does give you more of a time to get over a lot of your hangups. I mean, sex is best when you're not getting bent out of shape about shit or allowing judgments in your head to take over, you know, and the age, there's a higher percentage chance that as you get older, you're just going to be a bit more relaxed about these things. And that's definitely going to, I think that definitely going to mean that you have better sex. And I think that goes for even people who are in long-term relationships. If they allow themselves to like explore, it'll add to, you know, it adds to the sex, but there's no rules on it. I mean, it's not a guarantee, and it can, you know, and obviously each individual is different.
What you're ultimately saying when you say age is experience.
Yeah. Sorry. That's and what yes. I meant. It gives you more of a chance to have experience. Yeah.
No. But like with experience. Yeah, exactly that. With that, you're just going to be more knowledgeable of certain things because you've lived a little bit more. So it could help enhance the experience.
Did she give you a lot of direction at the start? Was she like very like direct with what she wanted from you as well? And were you like, oh, like how did you find that like good or?
No, I wouldn't say that. It was kind of like we were dedicated to a time together and then it just fell into time and it linked into place into us being one and it being very.
Are we still talking about sex?
Aren't we?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We're not talking about meditation.
That's what I was talking about.
Okay, good. I got really confused for a second. Yeah. Okay, good.
No, but no, the direction is being able to be open and say, no, I don't like that. And not be like, oh, I'm destroyed. That was my best move.
Brilliant. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. And that's the other thing that comes with experience, knowing that, you know, everybody's things are different and that doesn't mean that they're good or bad, you know, because I definitely remember that when I was younger that I would be a little disheartened if like one of my tricks didn't work, you know.
Yeah, I know.
One of my little,
yeah, when I
out of my arsenal of fucking surefire winners, it's like, fuck, man, damn, this shit always works.
Right. That was the closer.
My closer didn't work, man. Damn.
But you know as well when you guys are talking, when you're saying like, Des, when you were saying about bringing home the younger women to your friends' wives or whatever and them not relating to each other, it is the same with like, even just if I end up with someone from America and bringing them home to Ireland, they're not going to understand what they're saying, the cultural references. So, you know, it can kind of, you just have to give them a cheat sheet before or something, be like, Obama was a great president.
It's totally fine. I mean, I was kind of like, I was sort of semi joking around about that, but like all these things are like little bits of evidence of your own sort of like, you know, not 100% sureness of it all. But in reality, none of that would, if you met the right person, you know, if you knew 100% that like this was the one, then you wouldn't care, you know. But I've never really been, in recent times since the Schwenschwen, I haven't been in a scenario where I've thought like, yeah, this is, you know, this is it. And I have to say, like, I've never been in a scenario where the other person was also just like, listen, I know this is going to be difficult, but we need to find a way to make this work. They have all been a bit casual, to be honest with you. You know, like fun for them, fun for me. We both know that this is like, you know, a little bit odd, a bit of an age gap, whatever. And we just enjoy it for a while and it sort of fizzles out. None of them have been like this, you know, we have to find a way to make this work, you know.
That sounds like a great life.
that's why my friends' husbands, my male friends are like, you're fucking living the dream. And the wives are like, You're gonna die alone. And it's like, yeah, but I'm gonna be happy. which is a joke to my friends' wives. I'm joking, you know.
There's an age gap between my dad and my stepmom. It's 9 years. So that's a big enough age gap.
Yeah, 9 years.
But he looks young. We look young. So I went on a date with a 22-year-old and he thought I was the same age until I told him and he was like, like,
I have
shocked.
To say, one thing that really surprised me has been the amount of women that seem to have a thing for older guys. You know, like, I don't know if it's the gray hair or, I mean, I don't want to be considered a fetish, but this is not any sort of a boast or anything, but, you know, whatever, in terms of public profile versus the way that you look, I've been amazed at the amount of women that come at me basically being like, I'm into what you have in terms of the olderness and the whatever the fuck it is that they're into, you know?
daddy. Yeah,
daddy right. thing. The yeah, daddy yeah. thing. You know, like that.
I don't want to have sex with
that's
my
the
dad.
Problem with the internet, though. Everything becomes like a meme. So, like, I fit into that whole daddy thing. Like, suddenly, like, people message me that joke and all the time, like, yeah, daddy, whatever. And it's like, how the fuck did this become normal? Or maybe I didn't notice because I wasn't a daddy, but I'm a daddy now.
Did you ever call your wife mommy?
Never. Not once.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Now, that's an interesting thing. That's an interesting sort of like a place to go in terms of material. The whole daddy thing is a thing, but the mommy thing is like immediately like, no.
Yeah, that's instant disgusting.
Yeah, it's weird.
Give birth to my cock.
That's a fucking gender. That's a loaded issue right there. That's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
That's worth exploring in the step homie show.
Yeah, right. It's deep. Dez
is your manager.
And it's funny because I see a lot of like people arguing about, you know, Kate Beckinsale was going out with Pete Davidson, right? And then some women were trying to suggest that people are making a big deal out of Kate Beckinsale going out with Pete Davidson. But they don't make a big deal about guys going out with younger women. And I was thinking, like, I don't know, like, because for me, I'm like, go, Kate, fucking, you know, you're into right. a younger guy, go for it. I wasn't actually seeing any of the negative judgment, but my personal thing is that I feel like men get a little judged a little bit more, like, oh, this is typical fucking older guy going for a young woman. But when an older woman goes for a younger guy, there's a bit more of like, you go, girl. But I, you know, I don't know what the actual
that's society.
I don't know what society. The consensus is. Yeah, I don't know what
the... It's the same. Right.
Oh, sorry, you go ahead.
Oh, no, it's the same thing with teachers messing with students, you know, like when the teacher messes with the kid that's a guy, you know, they're high-fiving this boy in high school. But like if it's a male teacher and a high school girl, that's just...
Yeah, that came up.
They're going to execute him.
That came up in the podcast before, but we didn't get too deep into it because we were like, shit, man, you know, people's perceptions. But, you know, Zach Galifianakis did have a joke about that. It was like, did you hear about the guy that was the 17-year-old boy that was molested by his teacher? Yeah, he died. I was like, yeah, it was really sad. It's like, how did he die? It's like, he died from high-fiving. But that's the Zach Galifianakis joke from the long, long time ago, man. But anyway, there is a double standard around that too, you know, because it's like for some reason, it doesn't feel. Now, let's not talk about anything that's like clearly fucked up, which is like, you know, teachers being with really young children.
Yeah, of course.
But in that weird gray area where, like, I don't know, like a 17-year-old boy ends up having a relationship with his 30-year-old teacher and it's fucked up and they deserve to be fired and it's a crime because it's a position of authority. The age of consent changes in a position of authority. Right. But at the same time, there is definitely a double standard when you think of the woman teacher with the boy. It just doesn't seem like the same amount of manipulation, even though it is. There definitely is an immediate different reaction.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Like if at the time when he was this age, if some older woman wanted to be with a 17-year-old stepman at the time, oh, that would have been a no-no in my wife's eyes. I think I may have considered it. You know, I may have looked at the relationship like, let's just see. Let's get to know everyone first. Instead of it just being outlawed, you know? So.
But that's a toughie, though, you know, in terms of teachers. But if you can just...
No. Sorry, I didn't mean a teacher. I just... Yo, that's... No.
Oh, sorry. You just mean when you were 17. Oh, right. Yeah.
No, I meant when stepman was 17, my stepson.
Oh, sorry. I got you. Sorry. I got step confused home. There.
Right.
I gotcha.
Okay, sorry, my bad.
You're okay. We don't have you on recording saying that it's okay to have sex with teachers.
Yeah, can make sure we don't. Can we edit? Yeah.
No, there's no.
I understand what you're saying. That you would be okay if he was seeing someone older, but that your wife would be like, not too sure. Even though you guys are in the similar, but you know, my dad said the same as well. He was like, you know, he would probably is like you'd nearly forget that he's 9 years older than my stepmom. And I think if I brought someone who was like 10 years older, like he'd probably be fine once I'm happy, but he probably would be like, can she get someone her own age?
Yeah, but I do think also people get more comfortable with age gaps as you get older, in the sense that there just is a sense that the older you get, the more you're aware. Like there's a, like by the time you're 30, for example, like you've had enough life experience to know whether you're comfortable dating a 50-year-old or not, you know? Whereas I think sometimes people feel like if a, if a 19-year-old girl is dating like a guy in his late 30s, they feel like, does she really know what she's getting into? And, you know, I think there's probably like a lot of validity in that fear, you know?
Yeah. Well, you're just on different levels, especially early 20s. You should be like partying and making mistakes and all of that stuff. So if you meet someone who's early 30s and they're like thinking about settling down, it's too hard.
That contrast. What do you think about that, Mike? What I was just saying?
Yeah. My wife and I were talking about how drastically you change from like the age of 18 to even just the 24, 25. You're so different. You're completely different people. So I think it is wise for someone to maybe intervene in something like that, where there's a older guy and the girl's like 18 or 19 trying to carry on a relationship. That just, it sounds like how things happened 40 years ago, you know, when people were just getting married and that was their life, and she was going along with it because, you know, she needed someone to support her and take her away from her own family. So I think you grow so much from those years that having someone be like that old, it scares me a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. And also, I'm not a psychologist, but also I would assume that, you know, there's probably questions about what's going on for the older person, whether it be a man or a woman. It's like, what's going on for you that you're this much older and you want to date a teenager? You know what I mean? Like, so I gotta think that some of that, you know, that there's probably some stuff out there in the literature of psychology that suggests that, you know, sometimes it's completely fine, but other times it might be driven by something that's a little off. But I don't have the studies on that, you know.
There is, if you like, I like just did like a small Google before this, like a few days ago, but there's like a recommendation for the age gap. Have you guys heard of that?
No.
Well, it's like half your age plus 7. That's what they recommend. That's what Google recommends.
Half your age plus 7 is what you should date?
In which direction though? Men or women, both?
I think it was both. I think it's both. So that would be, I'm 30.
29 for me.
29. And you've dated younger than 29.
I have dated younger than 29. But I it's funny enough, I think that the number for me is actually going to be in and around 30. I think I'm going to meet somebody like between 29 and 33. I think I'm going to meet somebody in and around that age, and I'm going to fall madly in love and we're going to get married.
I've always thought 33 is a great age when it comes to like who women are in their life at that age. They've been through things. They know who they are. They still have this a little vibrance, but they've lived. I think 33 is a great age. Now, I like 50 also.
You know, helping your ass.
her kids already moved out the house, you know, like she's securing herself, you know, so there's benefits to everything. But I like 33 as an age. And
I like 33 as well. I was like, when I was on Hinge, I was trying to like, I had 33 in my head. Jesus was 33.
I think that's a good age too. I mean, in saying this, like, I think my own age is good too. I very rarely meet women my age. Like, for example, like, you know, I haven't had like anybody slide into DMs that's my age, and you know, it's just I think that's like a cultural difference though too. You know, like, sorry, a generational difference though too, that they just wouldn't, it just, they wouldn't do
they
it.
Won't slide. They won't slide in DMs.
They slide, but I haven't had, you know,
a good slide. Slide that you were into.
Well, no, actually, well, I had one. I had a little fling with a slightly older woman, actually.
Oh, great!
That was a while ago. Yeah, but I mean that was pretty good. But let
tell us, that fits the theme.
No, it doesn't fit the theme because it's. We'll do another episode on the. Whether people should or should not be sliding into your DMs. And this was a situation where perhaps they were playing offside a little bit.
Oh, no. I hate when you find out you're the side piece. You're like, oh, no.
It didn't make me this. Just for the record, it didn't bother me in the slightest. just for the record, I was very happy being the side piece. You know? But I did say to her, though, I have to tell you that, you know, you are... you are my kind of woman. Like, you'd be the type of woman that I would fall in love with and just, like, you know, get out of the game, you know. But she,
until she wants you fully, and then you're like, nah, I don't really like
it.
Yeah,
then I'm like, nah, fuck this, man. Shit. No, but see, that is the thing. This is the drawback of say, like, dating a younger woman, is that, like, there are times where you just know that you're not going to be enjoying chilling as much. I mean, you know, there are certain things that are just very exciting, and that, you know, the energy, all that. But then there are certain times where you just know that you're going to be chilling better with somebody who's closer to your age. And, like, as far as the chilling went with this woman, it was just like, yeah, I mean, come on, we're only fucking a very small fraction of the time. Way more often we're chilling and we're connecting on a level. But that was actually the only time where, you know, that happened in recent times, you know.
That made me think of a question, and then it just fell out of my head, just picturing of you guys chilling. And now I forget it. Fuck. Ah.
Oh, well. Yeah. That's all just my.
Oh, yes, I remember. Because you said sliding into DMs, and I went, remember this? So, wait, Mike, for you, that must be really, like, this must be really freeing, because I'm imagining your wife probably isn't as obsessed with social media as our generation. Is that, like, very great?
There you go. So look at this. So no, my wife has no social media. It's never been her thing, you know? And, you know, when I got into it, it was the peak of it. It was like, it was hot and it was all I knew, you know? But for her, like, she didn't come from that being a thing. So she has none. However, she's in mine all the time. So, you know, and from a business standpoint, I realize that helps us, you know, and that's what she can bring to the table. She can get the stuff that I don't get to, almost like making sure I tie all my loose ends. So she'll respond for me and tell me I got messages and things like that. But yeah, she doesn't have her own, but she's definitely inside of mine. Yeah.
But that's great, because the problem is it can make a lot of people jealous, where maybe they would normally be jealous, like someone writing on your Instagram or whatever. And I think that's the struggle with my generation or younger. They're like, oh, that girl wrote on his posts. What does that mean? You know, or like guys writing all over my posts, and they'll be like writing like hearts and kisses. I've never met them before, but like if I dated someone, you know, my age, they're able to see that. I guess someone older, they're just like, don't even really use. The only older guy I dated, I'm still friends with him, and I'm always telling him, you need to post more, you need to do more. He's a comedian, so, but I'm like, come on. But yeah, so.
Yeah, you grow out of that. Don't you grow out of a level of jealousy, I think?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, it depends.
Like, I wouldn't be, but...
No, not you. I mean, the guys that would react that way to attention from fans.
I think I think it depends. That really depends on who you're dating. But if you're dating a performer, if you're dating somebody in the public eye and that shit bothers you, you've met the wrong person, because it's going to drive you crazy forever, you know?
But not even public eye. Like, I'd imagine if you're dating an older woman and she's never grown up with the social media, it must be just much easier. I do think it must be harder for younger people.
I don't think it's easier, you know, but that's not a fault of, like, hers. It was a fault of mine loving all the attention that came when social media started, you know, like you're getting all these messages and people telling you they love you, and then you having these conversations. Next thing you know, you're on a tangent having a conversation with someone that's telling you about, you know, their favorite joke of yours. And then that was me. That was my selfishness. And I didn't handle it properly. So that's why she had so much right to feel a certain way about it, because it was my approach. Now, if I would have handled things the way I was supposed to, then no, she wouldn't. It would be cool.
Yeah.
So listen, we've taken up a lot of your time, Mike. I really appreciate you being so forthcoming with your scenario. This conversation is going to end the way all our conversation ends, because I'm dying to go for a pee. I don't know if anybody else is dying to wee.
Always.
But Mike, what's your Instagram?
Yeah, so it's two E's in the middle. If they could see the screen, it's Mike E. Winfield. So
straight one word.
just, yeah, just straight one word, two E's in the middle, Mikey Winfield, bigassteeth.com. We'll get everyone to my website information. It has all the social media links. So it'll take you to the Instagrams, the Facebooks, the Twitters. And I'm very, very active and on there. So I like to engage.
Do you have a YouTube page and all, or anything like that?
Yeah, I do. I throw clips on there every once in a while. So there's a lot of my stand-up on my page, and as well as YouTube, you know?
Yeah, cool.
But, and this is what I talk about. This is why this podcast, this conversation appealed to me so much. I love talking about the trying to figure it out with age differences and love and lust. That's my favorite thing to discuss.
Like, well, we'll have you back on again anytime, man. So
yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. No, thank you guys for having me, really.
You're very welcome. But it was funny, just, I don't know if I said this to you, Des, and for the listeners, we were both on the Zoom show together, like a comedy Zoom. And when he finished his set, I was like, would you consider doing a podcast? Like, everybody's like watching and we're having like a private conversation.
Yeah, we were.
we'll have you on again just to talk more generally about love and life and relationships, you know, and not keep it as, you know, not that it was that narrow, but because I like your point of view. We'll liberate it from the confines of talking about age gaps, and we'll find another interesting topic to explore because you're a fun guest.
Hey, well, thank you. Yeah, I love it. Thank you. We should definitely do that. It's been a pleasure.
All right, thanks,
thank
man.
You so much. You're the best. Have a great day.
See you.
All right, bro. You guys. All right.
All right. So anyway, thanks to Mike, and thanks to you, Mike. Thanks to you, Katie, and thanks to me. Yeah.
Do you know what? Do you know what I had to do yesterday? This little gross. I'll just tell you. Because the pandemic, obviously, nothing's open, and then there's nowhere to go to the toilet. So if you go for a really long walk and then you really need to go to the toilet, you will have to go outside. So I had to go find a... And I could get my green card taken away from me for peeing outside because it's an offence. So I had to go find a bush.
I think there'd be a bit of leeway at the moment, actually.
Like, that poor girl, there's no toilet for hours.
I think there's a bit of leeway with, peeing outside now.
Yeah, thank God I had like baby wipes with me, ready to go. Because now when you go outside, you're like going with your whole home, you know, because it's like going on a trek.
Well, today, you know, there's going to be, the weather's getting nice, so there's going to be a lot of tests of people's resolve.
Yeah.
All right, Katie, let's hit the road. At Katie Boyle Comic. Jeez, I hate Katie that when I got, Boyle. I had a bit of a burp.
At Katie Boyle Comic, subscribe to my YouTube because I would like to grow that.
Your YouTube. Guys, yeah. Subscribe to Katie's YouTube. It's at www.youchuube.com. YouTube.
Oh my God. I was like, what is he doing? I thought you were serious for a second.
YouTube. YouTube.com.
Why, what do you call it? YouTube?
YouTube. Yeah. Oh, no, YouTube. I've actually, my T's have softened over the years too. So I often have a young... A soft T. I don't know if I say YouTube though. I think I say YouTube.
You have a soft T is such a funny sentence. I don't know why.
The soft T. But the soft T. Yeah, you know what the soft T is, right?
Yeah, because we say...
Say W-H-A-T. Tuna. Say W-H-A-T.
Oh,
you actually have no T on that. But that's the Kildare coming out, I think.
Yeah, that's the bordering on Dublin.
Yeah,
Wapping.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't.
Yeah, yeah.
But
tuna's a good one. Or say S-T-U-P-I-D.
Stupid.
Yeah, stupid. Yeah, it's the kind of ch on the t or the sh on the t at the end, like what or don't. You know,
yeah.
Because I my t's are quite soft now. They hardened up a bit because I've been back in the States more. But I find myself saying like what. I find my t's being soft sometimes.
Yeah, people get confused over here. It's really hard. You have to constantly be like, oh, I have to edit what I'm going to say, and I have to pronounce this word. Never had to pronounce words at home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, all right, guys. Well, we'll be back next week.
Yeah,
don't forget to subscribe to the Patreon if you want to see the video.
Oh, also, there's an app up me and Tori did like 4 weeks ago. So that's on the Patreon as well. It's actually very good. I thought it was good. So please listen to it. She talks about strippers and licking arse for the first time.
There you go. So that's up on the Patreon too. So there's a lot of good content up on the Patreon. It's worth a subscription. So subscribe to the Patreon. What is it? Patreon.com/theshiftpodcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, plenty of feedback, guys. Thank you so much. I actually have a funny feeling we're going to get a lot of comments about this particular episode.
Okay, great. Yeah, message us, please. And yeah, thank you so much. I love you all.
Thanks, Katie. See you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.